Felt in the Home, August 6. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house. Missionary work is to be done in the home. Here those who have received Christ are to show what grace has done for them. A divine influence controls the true believer in Christ, and this influence makes itself felt throughout the home and is favorable for the perfection of the characters of all in the home. The church needs all the cultivated spiritual force which can be obtained, that all, and especially the younger members of the Lord's family, may be carefully guarded. The truth lived at home makes itself felt in disinterested labor abroad. He who lives Christianity in the home will be a bright and shining light everywhere. God wants the children and youth to join the Lord's army. They must be trained to resist temptation and to fight the good fight of faith. Direct their minds to Jesus as soon as they can comprehend your lessons in simple words, easy to be understood. Teach them self-control. Teach them to begin the work of overcoming when young, and they will receive the precious help that Jesus can and will give, connected with prayerful efforts of parents. Cheer them with encouraging words for the battles they fight in resisting temptation and coming off conquerors through grace given them of Jesus Christ. The harmony of the domestic circle is often broken by a hasty word and abusive language. How much better were it left unsaid? One smile of pleasure, one peaceful, approving word spoken in the spirit of meekness, would be a power to soothe, to comfort, and to bless. Many excuse their hasty words and passionate tempers by saying, "I am sensitive, I have a hasty temper." This will never heal the wounds made by hasty, passionate words. The natural man must die, and the new man, Christ Jesus, take possession of the soul. You may show by your life what the power and grace of God can do in transforming the natural man into a spiritual man in Christ Jesus.